Tell me who you picked today and why.
Yeah, I picked Hofstra University. It was a perfect fit, and I just love how the coaches communicate, and they seem to be really invested in me and my future.
Okay, so what kind of a recruiting process was it for you?
Yeah, so my friend and Young Guns training partner, Noah Tapia, was a freshman there this year, so I was familiar with the program, and he reached out for me, and they flew me out in January. I took a visit right before the Big Six tournament, and I fell in love with the program while I was over there.
What are some of the things you liked about the school and the program?
Yeah, it's a really prestigious university right outside of New York City. I think it's going to amount to a lot of opportunities for me in my career, and I see my friend Noah doing really well over there, so that he created a good template for me.
Okay. How do they think you're going to fit in like right away?
Yeah, maybe I'll redshirt, maybe I won't, but I'm ready to wrestle at any time. So if I wrestle right away, I wrestle right away. If I redshirt and sit under someone for a year and learn about Division I athletics, and that's what I'll do.
When did you finally make the decision?
Yeah, I made the decision about 1 or 2 weeks after state. So been committed for a little bit, just kept it secret.
How was the whole process, the recruiting process? Was that something you enjoyed?
Yeah, it was something really unique. Something I've never felt before. Just people reaching out and really, really wanting you, and it's crazy, and there's so many different variables to all these schools, and all these schools I was visiting, and they were great, but it was just so many small little things that you have to take in consideration. So
how many schools would you say that recruited you?
I probably have been reached out to about 20 to 25 Division I programs.
Okay. When did you start getting interest?
Yeah, about the beginning of my junior year. I've been wrestling the national circuit for a long time, so coming into my junior season, I did pretty well during the off season at some national tournaments, and started talking to the Division I schools, and plus that was when the rule changed where they could start talking to you once you turn 16. So I was part of that rule change.
Kind of relief to get it over?
Yes, definitely. It's been a really stressful the last year because this is the biggest decision I've ever made. So yeah, definitely.
How much pressure did you feel coming into this year?
I didn't feel pressure, but I gave myself pressure, I feel like, just to help myself out, because I don't know. I was always paranoid that I wasn't working hard enough, or that, I was going to just be satisfied. So that's something I never want to feel. So I give the pressure myself. I don't really worry about, what other people think.
Yeah. And talk about the state tournament this year. I think you had an injury come up towards the end. How did the injury kind of unfold, and how did that impact you?
Yeah. So I've been in a boot since from the state tournament until about last Monday. Thankfully, I took care of it and recovered really well. But that time off was just what I needed. And unfortunately, during the season, you can't take care of stuff like that. So I just had to do what I had to do and wrestle through it.
What was the injury and when did it come about?
Yeah, so I had a sprained ankle all season. And then throughout the year, I tore two different ligaments in my ankle. I have a stressed tendon on the top of my foot, and the top of my foot was fractured. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.